GOP Sen. Schmidt, our lawsuit showed Biden used legal threats to get censorship and judge agreed. By Ian Hanchett on July 7, 2023. On Thursday's broadcast of the Fox Business Network's Kudlow, Senator Eric Schmidt, RMO, discussed the lawsuit against social media censorship efforts by the Biden administration that he filed as Missouri's attorney general at the time and noted that the ruling in the case agreed with Missouri's assertion that the Biden administration used the threat of regulation to coerce censorship from tech platforms. Schmidt said, in that lawsuit, when we filed against the Biden administration, we were alleging and now have shown that they engaged in a vast censorship enterprise, and much broader than anybody ever had any idea of. And if it wasn't for our lawsuit, it wasn't for Elon Musk buying Twitter and the Twitter files, all of this stuff would still be hidden, Larry, people would be dubbed conspiracy theorists for questioning. But what they did was and what's been shown and what the judge agreed is this is perhaps the most chilling example of censorship in our country's history. The government coerced these social media giants to take posts down. To deplatform people, they threatened regulatory action. They threatened investigations, they threatened legal action to get them to do their bidding. Schmidt added, Jen Psaki was standing at the podium saying that they were demanding accountability and were flagging posts for our partners. Very kind of Orwellian stuff, they were very out in the open about this, Larry. In the opinion, Judge Terry Doughty noted that in May of 2021, then White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki stated, Major platforms have a responsibility related to the health and safety of all Americans to stop amplifying untrustworthy content, disinformation, and misinformation, especially related to COVID-19, vaccinations, and elections. And Biden also supports better privacy protections and a robust antitrust program. So his view is that there's more that needs to be done to ensure that this type of misinformation, disinformation, damaging, sometimes life-threatening information is not going out to the American public. The opinion also notes that, 2 months later, Psaki said that we're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation. And that shortly after Psaki's July comments, accounts that the administration had sought to suppress were taken down. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.